Unit 10. Listening. Part 1. You'll hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear two people talking in a university about studying abroad. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
Oh, hi Fiona. How was student life in France?
Great! I could choose whatever courses I wanted at the university, so I decided to spread my wings and take art history and philosophy, as well as literature and translation.
Impressive!
The new subjects were awesome, but the teaching approach was rather daunting, really. All the classes were formal lectures. They were clear and well delivered, but you had to be brave to ask a question in such large groups.
But your French improved?
By miles!
Was living in a different culture a positive experience?
I was terrified I wouldn't understand the lectures, but I did. I was also a bit annoyed at first that the French students didn't talk to me much. I felt quite lonely.
I bet that was tough.
Yeah, then I thought about my first 2 years at university in England, how I just never considered making an effort with exchange students who wanted to practice their English. I vowed I would change that when I got back.
And you became more proactive over there?
Yeah, and I soon made loads of friends who I miss now.
Oh, hi Fiona. How was student life in France?
Great! I could choose whatever courses I wanted at the university, so I decided to spread my wings and take art history and philosophy, as well as literature and translation.
Impressive!
The new subjects were awesome, but the teaching approach was rather daunting, really. All the classes were formal lectures. They were clear and well delivered, but you had to be brave to ask a question in such large groups.
But your French improved?
By miles!
Was living in a different culture a positive experience?
I was terrified I wouldn't understand the lectures, but I did. I was also a bit annoyed at first that the French students didn't talk to me much. I felt quite lonely.
I bet that was tough.
Yeah, then I thought about my first 2 years at university in England, how I just never considered making an effort with exchange students who wanted to practice their English. I vowed I would change that when I got back.
And you became more proactive over there?
Yeah, and I soon made loads of friends who I miss now.
Extract 2. You hear two people talking in a shop. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
This is a really interesting shop. I'm glad we came. It only opened yesterday.
Everything's really expensive though, don't you think?
Well, some stuff is quite pricey, but you'd expect that in a shop where everything is made from recycled materials. But there's also stuff that's really affordable and everyday.
Things made from recycled tyres and newsprint don't sound very attractive.
I thought that before I came in, but what is extraordinary is that there's nothing in this shop that wouldn't look out of place in a design magazine.
Maybe, but I don't think we need more shops selling stuff like this. There are already loads of them. And anyway, most of the large chain stores sell modern trendy furniture and things that look good, and they're cheap.
That's true, I suppose.
What annoys me is, because this shop's put so much into its advertising, people will be conned into thinking they're getting something special, stuff they think they need, and they'll be queuing at the door.
But I think it deserves that, especially as everything is sourced with its environmental impact in mind. That certainly makes it worthwhile. This is a really interesting shop. I'm glad we came. It only opened yesterday.
Everything's really expensive though, don't you think?
Well, some stuff is quite pricey, but you'd expect that in a shop where everything is made from recycled materials. But there's also stuff that's really affordable and everyday.
Things made from recycled tyres and newsprint don't sound very attractive.
I thought that before I came in, but what is extraordinary is that there's nothing in this shop that wouldn't look out of place in a design magazine.
Maybe, but I don't think we need more shops selling stuff like this. There are already loads of them. And anyway, most of the large chain stores sell modern trendy furniture and things that look good, and they're cheap.
That's true, I suppose.
What annoys me is, because this shop's put so much into its advertising, people will be conned into thinking they're getting something special, stuff they think they need, and they'll be queuing at the door.
But I think it deserves that, especially as everything is sourced with its environmental impact in mind. That certainly makes it worthwhile.
Extract 3. You hear an interview with a woman who is a trapeze artist in a circus. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
So, Josie, you obviously love your job.
I do. When you do a great performance on the trapeze, it's such an incredible feeling. Even though I go through the same routine night after night, it always turns out slightly differently. It's a real challenge physically, but what I do is also an art. I'm putting a message across through the way I move. I try to project that feeling to the audience, but we're so high up that you can't see whether they're appreciating it or not.
And it must be quite dangerous.
Yes, it's a bit like being a pilot. You see, when you're flying a plane with several hundred people on board, you can't be nervous. And when there are 5,000 people watching you in the circus tent, you need to keep your cool. A pilot, of course, has all the responsibility for a plane, but we are totally dependent on each other. One bad move and someone could get hurt. We have to be ready to change our routine if something does go wrong.
And a pilot doesn't have that flexibility. If something goes wrong, there's not much he or she can do.
That's right.
So, Josie, you obviously love your job.
I do. When you do a great performance on the trapeze, it's such an incredible feeling. Even though I go through the same routine night after night, it always turns out slightly differently. It's a real challenge physically, but what I do is also an art. I'm putting a message across through the way I move. I try to project that feeling to the audience, but we're so high up that you can't see whether they're appreciating it or not.
And it must be quite dangerous.
Yes, it's a bit like being a pilot. You see, when you're flying a plane with several hundred people on board, you can't be nervous. And when there are 5,000 people watching you in the circus tent, you need to keep your cool. A pilot, of course, has all the responsibility for a plane, but we are totally dependent on each other. One bad move and someone could get hurt. We have to be ready to change our routine if something does go wrong.
And a pilot doesn't have that flexibility. If something goes wrong, there's not much he or she can do.
That's right.